Welcome to the Enabled by Easelos Capital podcast, where we interview tech founders and investors in the Easelos Capital ecosystem about their career stories and how tech has enabled growth for their companies. This week, I'm speaking with David Gopan, the founder and CEO of Passfolio, a fintech company focusing on commission-free stock and crypto trading for the world.
All right, so let's start. Well, David, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you doing this. And so let's just jump right in. Could you, tell me a little bit about your background? What were your academic experiences? What kind of professional experiences you had prior to founding Passfolio? And then what kind of went into the idea of founding this company?
Yeah, it's great to chat. Thanks so much for having me on the podcast. Excited to tell you a bit about myself and Passfolio. So yeah. I've been interested in technology and computers ever since I was a kid. It really started with video games. I wanted to make video games, and that got me interested in computer science. So I studied computer science at Stanford and then started getting, interested in creating a company to create some product or service that would really help people and that people would love. The thing I remember was, especially computers with the internet so powerful, you can create even simple things, sometimes little websites that people all over the world can access. And what really excited me was seeing how much people all around the world would like whatever little things I was creating and wanted to do something bigger that reached a lot more people. And then I actually got interested in student government. And long story short, that actually took me to law school, and I got interested in sort of the intersection of technology and policy. Because the idea is, as technology goes out more and is really integrated in the physical world, I sort of saw how law and regulation was going to be super important to not stifle technology, but also create technology that is net positive for the world. And we've seen a lot of this recently, where people are really starting to think about technology and is it really good or bad, or how does it work? Everything we've seen, labor questions with various delivery platforms. And yeah, so that's sort of my background.
Wonderful. Awesome. So you were in law school, and then you decided to see that this, basically the intersection of law, policy, and business was going to be in an area that would be extremely interesting to you. So what sort of steer you specifically into founding Passfolio?
Yeah, it was basically, I grew up in the U.S. I was born in the U.S. My background was law and technology. But what happened back in 2018, I started talking to people all over the world, got interested in cryptocurrency. And what I learned was the U.S. stock market was not easy to access if you were not in the U.S. I sort of assumed everyone had access to Robinhood, fast, easy, secure, legal, free access to U.S. stocks. But then I learned that wasn't the case. And also, U.S. stocks being highly regulated and audited, that's a good thing. They're not scams.
Yeah,
not like that everywhere. And I also learned the real value of the U.S. dollar. Right today, U.S. dollars are still relatively valuable and probably seen as a flight to safety, although some would cryptocurrency. But I sort of realized more about currency collapses and banks going bankrupt. I was used to U.S. dollars being held in insured and bailed out banks. So that's how I got the idea for Passfolio. The idea was to democratize access to financial services. And really the idea was to start with investments. And that was sort of the idea, make it fast, easy, secure, legal for people outside the U.S. to access U.S. stocks, cryptocurrencies. And now we're even doing a full FDIC insured bank account with MasterCard, a debit card, starting in Brazil. So that is sort of how we got the idea and what we're up to now.
Wonderful. In terms of Passfolio, could you sort of tell us a little bit about what kind of scale you guys have reached, how many markets you guys are in?
But yeah, so we're really focused on Brazil. It is true that we have users in all, 150 countries actually, but those users find us because we've won a broker chooser award. People talk about us online because they really love the platform. But, our main focus really is Brazil and Nigeria. So that's where most of our users are.
Awesome. That's fantastic. In terms of as an entrepreneur, you must run into so many diverse types of challenges, especially in founding a company like Passfolio. I speak from experience where I spent a few years in China working, and I actually did want access to US stock markets at some point and found that to be incredibly difficult. So what are some of the challenges you guys ran into and the achievements that you guys have reached?
I mean, there's tons of challenges, right? Building any type of business, especially one that supports multiple countries and languages and is in financial services. Sometimes you're dealing with old banking technology, trying to bring it into the 21st century. There's a lot of, there's always tech challenges. There can be regulatory challenges, figuring out the best way to grow, how to reach people, how to convey the message about what the product is. Oh, and the other thing is that the U.S. is also advanced in terms of, well, not just financial products, but financial education. We are really seeing, thanks to the internet, more people are getting educated, younger too, about investing and finances. And we've really seen like a stampede of retail investors, not just in the U.S., but globally. We sort of saw this GameStop and Bitcoin, Elon Musk and Tesla. And it's not just a US phenomenon. There's also, cultural changes going on, for example, in Latin America, where people used to maybe keep money under the bed or something. And now they actually want to invest it. So, that's sort of somewhat of the challenges and also the changes that are happening right now that really make what we're doing, exciting.
Awesome. That's fantastic to hear. So switching gears a little bit, as this is the namesake of the podcast. So, how did you sort of come across ESOS Capital and how did you meet Emmanuel and Anthony and how has he supported you over the years?
Yeah, Emmanuel is an old friend. I've known him for, it's crazy to say, but over 10 years now. I met him in Washington, D.C. at the Stanford and Washington house. We both went to Stanford and I basically met him through a Stanford friend. And yeah, we've stayed in touch. He actually joined Passfolio as an advisor a few years ago. And he's been super helpful, making a lot of introductions, helping us, navigate the investor space and just making a lot of key contacts, especially in Mexico.
Oh, okay. Could you talk a little bit more about what kind of contacts he has been building for you in Mexico?
What type of what?
So in terms of contacts or business relationships, yeah.
Yeah. He's helped us learn how to recruit in Mexico, talk to investors in Mexico, introduce me to possible business partners. He has an amazing network and is just a wonderful person to work with and super helpful.
Awesome. Fantastic. Great. So I think you kind of already talked about this a little bit with the previous questions, but could you, share a little bit about how tech enablement has been a theme in your life and that of your company? So basically, what value has technology brought to your life and that of your company?
Passfolio really, well, obviously it would definitely not exist without technology and even very recent technology, innovations in the last 3 to 5 years. So first, I would say, obviously cryptocurrency created about 10 years ago. So that's obviously a big part of what we do, along with global identification technology that allows us to verify people's identity globally, actually. And we even have country-specific partners that let us verify people's identities in key countries like Brazil and Nigeria, government data to do that in a fast, secure, and legal way. And then also a lot of open and digital banking initiatives allow us to integrate in the local bank system in multiple countries and support instant foreign exchange between dollars for deposit and withdrawal. So it's really recent technologies that let us build the service that we do and make it a good service. It's definitely, if people are familiar with sending international wires, they can be slow, expensive, hard to send. It's sort of a really bad experience. So it's super important to be integrated in the local bank systems, where in the countries that we support.
Definitely, definitely. So yeah, so that's fantastic to hear about Passfolio. And what about sort of in your own life, whether it's a professional experience or more of a personal one?
How has technology changed my personal life?
Yes.
Well, obviously professionally, right? I mean, I studied computer science at Stanford and have sort of pretty much always, you know, at least professionally, been working broadly in the tech sector, even when I was working in the Obama White House.
Oh, wow.
For a few months, it was a tech-focused, you know, position. So yeah, I mean, technology's obviously played a, you know, big part of my life. I think it started playing an even bigger part of pretty much everyone's life, of course, during the pandemic. So I mean, it's really changed the world.
Definitely, definitely, it definitely has. All right. Okay. Well, I think these are all the questions I have for now. Thanks so much, David. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and thank you so much for being one of our first guests.
Thanks. Yeah, it was great chatting.